Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the FPOV podcast. I'm your host, DJ FPO, and we'll be going over my POV of creating my documentary for the Dominican Women's Lacrosse team here at Dominican University of California. Before we get into the podcast, this episode is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California. Welcome back to episode 4 of the FPOV podcast. Today, we'll be talking about how I go through my editing for all my videos. So, first, we're going to catch up on the women's lacrosse season. Right now, they have one more away game and then they are off to conference. They play against Chatham in SoCal. We will not be going to that game, but I'll be telling you how I usually edit my videos. Notes on the documentary so far. It has been the same. I added some more interview portions into the video. So just to make it more, just to give it more depth in time. Lighting for it, I had to lights or backdrops I had that is from the school, so I was able to use that during the interview in one of the rooms at the Conlon Center. And I interviewed all of the seniors. I interviewed the coaches as well about the season, and then also made interview questions for them. So the software that I normally use is Adobe Premiere Pro. I've been using this software for about a year and a half now. I like it a lot. I started with iMovie, the one thing that was free on the MacBook, and then a couple years ago I bought the Final Cut. It's basically an improved version of iMovie, so I use that for a bit. And then with all these new companies in sports industry or sports clubs, they require you to have knowledge and experience with Adobe's editing programs and their After Cut programs. So I've been using the Adobe's editing program so far, and I enjoy it. It's easy to use. Actually, it's not that easy. It's pretty complex when you first start out, because when I first started using it, it was very hard. I didn't know how, and I didn't really know how to use it well. So it took me a couple tries to figure it out. Took me a lot of videos from YouTube to figure it out, to basically teach myself. So, I mean, most of the stuff that I do is self-taught, or, you had someone to teach you. But with all, with cameras and editing and knowing what stuff to use when filming is half self-taught, half, taught by someone else. And with that, I think it's pretty good to have, just so, if you don't know how to use it, you have someone to teach you that has experience. If you have a mentor to teach you how to do all that. But I think editors should use the Premiere Pro program, because, going in the future, when you get a job, when you're trying to find a job, a lot of club or a lot of companies and sports clubs may require you to have some experience with Adobe Premiere Pro, After Effects too. So if you have some experience in that, I think you'll be all set. So what I do to edit most of my vids or my videos, I figure out which clip is best to use for vertical or horizontal scaling for videos to post on social media. To figure that out, I basically just, which dimensions are best, and how it looks on my phone to know that, okay, yeah, this is good to post and people will probably like it. So, yeah. I say horizontal is a little bit better for longer form videos. So, like, if I'm making a highlight that's over 45 or 30 to 40 seconds long, that's something that I would normally do, or a one by one, a square, basically a square scaling or a square dimension video. That's something I would use for a 30 to 45 second video. But I'd say reels, which is like 9 by 16, I would use for short form just because it's a lot easier. So how I film games and practices, for games, it's kind of normal. I get a bunch of B-roll, get some clips that I could use for transitions. So the first transition that I have been using lately is the wipe effect, where I lower the shutter speed to 1x5, and what the shutter speed does is it basically gives, if the lower the shutter speed, the more blurry the image will be. So if I lower the shutter speed on a moving image, you'd only see frame by frame, like, more easily than seeing all of it all at once, like seeing the person moving all at once, like at normal speed. So I've been using that, but by lowering the shutter speed, I believe the brightness goes up. The image will be a lot brighter than you really want it to be. So you just gotta mess with the ISO, which allows how much light goes into the image or the clip. So yeah, that's how I use. So going forward, how I edit my videos, I'm going through one of my old videos right now, and looking at it, I am pulling up an older Women's Lacrosse video that I made, and I basically start out with players walking in through warm-ups, players clapping hands, okay, there's a wipe transition, so the transition I told before, I used that to make that glitchy look. Some more B-roll. The important thing when filming is to get as much B-roll so you can put into the video to make it more hype. So it's not just about highlights, it's about other things too, right? If you want to capture emotion from the players, basically what I say is the other side of a player's personality. You know, there's like a switch that turns a player into the serious mode that you see all the time from so that's what that's the type of B-roll that I usually get, is how they're warming up and the emotions that they have right now, whether they're super hype or whether, you know, they're super serious. So through my videos, it has been, or my longer form videos for the Women's Lacrosse team, there have been more one-by-ones through horizontal dimensions when I do edit my videos, just because I like to when I do that, I don't really think of it to be like precise in what I do use to create the video. It's more of a want. Like, I think it's best to use a horizontal or a 1x1 dimension video to use my clips in. But for the Women's Lacrosse team, the videos I made for them have been 1x1s to create like a story for them when posting on social media. Nothing particular or a reason why I do it. It's just because I think it would be best to use that type of dimension for it. So how I create videos, to upload short form videos as real time videos to social media. So when I do that, so some teams require real time videos. And for Dominican, I can create real time videos to post on our socials. So when I do get to film outside or inside, I have to adjust my settings with my camera just so I can get the best shot. And when I do film inside, I lower the, or I up the shutter speed to around one, up the shutter speed to 1/100 with a low f-stop and low ISO. But I think ISO could vary, but the main goal is not bring up the ISO higher than 800, just because upping the ISO basically gives it more light, but it also brings more noise into the video or onto the image. And with noise, you can't really fix that a whole lot, just because it would look weird if you tried fixing it on when editing. From my personal experience, I don't like to put the ISO above higher than 800. 800 is probably fine, but over 800 would be kind of messy. But when I shoot outside, when shooting inside the interviews, I didn't really have to change much of it. I just upped the shutter speed, and then I lowered the ISO to around 400, 200 to get as much light as possible, or to get as much clear depth of field as possible, because I already have backdrops to give myself as much light as possible on the person talking when I did my interviews. But again, you just have to change the settings to whatever you like when shooting inside, because it could be tricky. Especially in gymnasiums, the lighting could be really bad. Like, the original lighting could be really bad from the ceiling. So you just gotta fix whatever setting that you have already down. So for outside filming, when it's sunny, like for the past, so on episode 2, I believe it was, 2 of the games were really sunny, really bright, so I had to fix my setting as much as possible for whenever I did shoot. But normally I would shoot at 1 and 1/1600 with a low ISO, and then I'll lower the shutter speed when the environment lighting is a little bit, when it isn't bright. So I'd say the second Franklin Pierce game, it was rainy / cloudy, so I would just lower the ISO, not the ISO, sorry, I would lower the shutter speed to a good point where the lighting is pretty good. And then I would fix the ISO to make sure that it looks clear as possible. So for f-stop is basically how clear the background is, or how blurry the background is. So it works well with photos. So when shooting portrait photos, having a low f-stop creates a blurriness in the background. So the camera is more focused on the center, or the focus on the person when taking photos. But for video, it's good for, I'd say, going up close. I mean, really, normally I have my f-stop at the same number whenever I do shoot, so it doesn't really, I don't really move it at all when I have to change my settings. So, but yeah, this episode's a little bit different. It's about me editing, so it might be different from now. From now on, you might not be able to hear back from game, like my notes from games, just because I'm more focused on producing it. So, hope you guys like this episode. It's a little different, but you know, for the people who are video editors or video producers, I'd hope you like this video as well. So, hope you guys enjoy, and goodbye.